Continuing the third part of the reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord accepts prasad at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bidding farewell to the Vaishnavas, and upon embracing Vasudev Dada, he glorifies him with 1,000 mouths. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him, Vasudev Dada immediately became very much embarrassed and shy. He then submitted himself, touching the Lord's lotus feet. Vasudev Dada told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, you incarnate just to deliver all conditioned souls. I now have one petition which I wish you would accept. My Lord, you are certainly able to do whatever you like, and you are indeed merciful. If you so desire, you can very easily do whatever you want. My Lord, my heart breaks to see the suffering of all the conditioned souls. Therefore, I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head. My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Vasudev Dada's statement, his heart became very soft. Tears flowed from his eyes and he began to tremble. In a faltering voice, he spoke as follows. Accepting Vasudev Dada as a great devotee, the Lord said, "Such a statement is not at all astonishing, because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. It appears that Lord Krishna has bestowed complete mercy upon you. There is no doubt about it. Whatever a pure devotee wants from his master, Lord Krishna doubtlessly grants, because he has no duty other than to fulfill the desire of his devotee. If you desire the deliverance of all living entities within the universe, then all of them can be delivered, even without you undergoing the tribulation of sinful activity. Krishna is not incapable, for he has all potencies. Why would he induce you to suffer the sinful reactions of other living entities? Whose ever welfare you desire immediately becomes a Vaishnava, and Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas from the reactions of their past sinful activities." A quote here. "Let me offer my respectful obeisance to the original personality of Godhead Govinda, who regulates the suffering and enjoyments due to fruitive activity. He does this for everyone, from the heavenly king Indra down to the smallest insect, Indragopa. That very personality of Godhead destroys the karmic reactions of one engaged in devotional service. Because of your honest desire, all living entities within the universe will be delivered, for Krishna does not have to do anything to deliver all the living entities of the universe. Just as there are millions of fruits on the Udumbara tree, millions of universes float on the waters of the river Viraja. The Udumbara tree is filled with millions of fruits, and if one falls down and is destroyed, the tree does not even consider the loss. In the same way, if one universe is vacated due to the living entities being liberated, that is very little thing for Krishna. He does not take it very seriously. The entire universe, the entire spiritual world, constitutes the unlimited opulence of Krishna, and there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. The causal ocean is considered the waters surrounding Vaikuntha Loka. Maya and her unlimited material universes are situated in that causal ocean. Indeed, Maya appears to be floating like a pot filled with mustard seeds. Of the millions of mustard seeds floating in that pot, if one seed is lost, the loss is not at all significant. Similarly, if one universe is lost, it is not significant to the Lord Krishna. To say nothing of one universal mustard seed, even if all the universes and the material energy Maya are destroyed, Krishna does not even consider the loss. If a person possessing millions of wish-fulfilling cows loses one she-goat, he does not consider the loss. Krishna owns all six opulences in full. If the entire material energy is destroyed, what does he lose?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, quote, this is a quote, "O my Lord, O unconquerable one, O master of all potencies, please exhibit your internal potency to conquer the nations of all moving and inert living entities. Due to nations, they accept all kinds of faulty things, thus provoking a fearful situation. O Lord, please show your glories. You can do this very easily, for your internal potency is beyond the external potency, and you are the reservoir of all opulence. You are also the demonstrator of the material potency. You are also always engaged in your pastimes in the spiritual world, where you exhibit your reserved internal potency, and sometimes you exhibit the external potency by glancing over it. Thus you manifest your pastimes. The Vedas confirm your two potencies and accept both types of pastimes due to them. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the good qualities of his devotees one after another. He then embraced them and bade them farewell. Due to the impending separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees began to cry. The Lord was also morose due to separation from the devotees. Gadadhar Pandit remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was given a place to live at Yameshwar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Jagannath Puri Nilachala with Paramananda Puri, Jagannanda, Saurav Damodar, Damodar Pandit, Govinda and Kashishwar. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's daily practice to see Lord Jagannath in the morning. Actually, I'm going to stop here because this was such a wonderful excerpt, and now the actual pastime of Lord Chaitanya eating at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's will follow. But I'll leave that for tomorrow, and we can just meditate on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful analysis of how Lord Krishna, upon the request of his devotee, can liberate the whole universe, and how just simply by the desire of a devotee someone can become a Vaishnava. That's what is called a real blessing. Hare Krishna.